Today we celebrate one of the high-ranking feasts in the church year, the Feast of St. Joseph, and it's especially important to us here because he is the patron of the minor seminary, which is very fitting, as it was St. Joseph who watched over the Christ child during the years of his hidden life, before he began his public life of preaching. And St. Joseph watches over the young men in the minor seminary and protects them as they prepare for perhaps eventually entering the major seminary and going on to the priesthood. Although the Feast of St. Joseph is of relatively recent origin, just in recent centuries, there are a number of saints who were especially devoted to him. We read especially how the Carmelites have a great devotion to St. Joseph, and that's because of St. Teresa of Avila. She had said, "I do not remember to have asked anything of St. Joseph which I have not obtained. The recital of the graces of every kind which God has heaped upon me, and the perils both of body and soul from which he has delivered me by means of my beloved saint, is something wonderful. The Lord seems to have accorded to other saints power to help us in certain special necessities. Joseph can, as experience proves, succor us in all. During many years that I have been wont to ask him a particular favor on the day of his feast, I have never failed to obtain it. If anyone finds it hard to believe me, I pray him to consent to make a trial for the love of God. He will see by experience how advantageous it is to recommend himself to this glorious patriarch and rank himself among the number of his devoted servants." We don't read much about St. Joseph in the Gospels, simply that he was a just man. We read very little about him. And for this reason, and that he spent his life caring for the Christ child, St. Joseph is particularly a model for us of the hidden life, the interior life. We often like to do things that are showy. Sometimes people are drawn to think that to become a saint, they need to do things that are very attention-getting, to do extreme penances and things that catch the notice of others. But that's not what sanctity is. Sanctity consists in doing our daily duty and doing it faithfully, even when no one else notices. And this is something St. Joseph is an excellent example of. He's also a model to us of living constantly in union with Jesus, something we should try to do. The saints say that remembering continually the presence of God is a great preventative to sin, if we remember that God is always there, that he always sees everything. And it also leads us to a ardent love for God if we try to remember him throughout the day. Well, St. Joseph obviously spent his entire days entirely for Jesus, taking care of the Christ child and our Blessed Mother. He's also an example to us in his devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Saint Alphonsus said that, he said, let us never pass a day without many times recommending ourselves to Saint Joseph, who after the Blessed Virgin Mary is the most powerful of all the saints with God. Think of that, the most powerful saint after our Blessed Mother. And think of what Saint Teresa of Avila said, that she never asked Saint Joseph anything on his feast day without it being granted. So is there some grace that you need, some help you need in the spiritual life, something you know that you're praying for someone else, perhaps someone's conversion, the grace of a happy death, of which Saint Joseph is a special patron. So ask Saint Joseph during the Mass today. And Saint Alphonsus says there are three things in particular that we should ask through the intercession of Saint Joseph. First, the forgiveness of our sins. Second, a great love for Jesus Christ. And secondly, and thirdly, the grace of a happy and holy death. And lastly, our Lord himself showed how pleased he is with devotion to Saint Joseph when he said to Saint Margaret of Cortona, I wish thee every day to render some act of homage to my most loving foster father. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.